to another episode of the Jackass Express. We're your hosts. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Molly Ringwald.
I'm Tip.
Johnny.
Returning for a sequel, I'm Brandon.
And our special guest today is Tim.
Hello, hello.
All right.
Yeah, nice, yeah, Tim.
Sorry, it wasn't a more exciting... whatever.
He was the only person available that we found at the gas station for 25 cents. That wouldn't charge us for using his name.
Right, right. So we actually have a new format coming up, and we've been taking user submissions to talk about anything that they wanted us to talk about, whether it's, you know, boobs and booze or anything. And so today,
boobs and booze.
So today we have our user submitted topic from Tim.
Heary, heary.
Fan submissions.
You get that from Warcraft?
Oh, man.
These better be some damn good submissions.
So, I believe Tim, the first on his list, he wanted to talk about Minecraft. And for those of you who haven't played Minecraft and are wondering what it is, I think Patrick can probably fill you in on that.
All right. I'm going to give you my impression of it, then I'm going to let the person who submitted it give us their impression of it. Basically, it's a world of Legos, and you get to interact with those Legos and build those Legos and show people your Legos. I think I'll let Tim take it from this point.
I don't know about the Lego shit, but it's probably a little bit more like a world of blocks. You don't actually, place
Legos
on top of each other.
It's Legos.
It's not Legos, gosh darn. Okay, you know what? You play it first and tell me it's not Legos.
I've seen the videos.
I tried to play it. I really I've did. Seen I gave it the good old college try, and I ended up just playing Legos. I put it away and pulled out my Legos from when I was like 8.
It's very...
You know, that's the thing, though. I think it's much more satisfying to play with something tangible in your hands than it is, like, to be on your computer screen and building... You know, a fake world when you can build an awesome Lego world right in your very home.
Well, see, now, like, for this game, there's a lot of mods that you can add on that'll add on, like, villagers and, I don't know, a whole industrial thing going on. There's just tons of mods that you can put
Lego
in.
Lego people, Lego villagers. Industry.
Well, see, that's now true, that's yeah. The best thing
you
about
can
it.
You have a Lego town.
This is an indie game, so it's like... People already make this stuff, and they're not selling it. You know, they're just mods that you can just download. It's not, like, downloadable content.
But I thought you have to pay for Minecraft, though.
The Minecraft you have to pay, which is, like, $15 or $20 right now. But after that, all these mods that these programmers make, I've never seen one where they actually charge you for one. And they're quite good.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Two to recommend real quick is Industrial Craft and one that's called Equivalent Exchange. Very good. I'll put that in the link, Dub, in case anyone's interested.
Equivalent Exchange, so something like, what is that? What was that anime? Full Metal Alchemist, right?
That's the one, so it's similar. It's funny that you say it because the author of that program, actually, of the mod, actually notes this is not Full Metal anywhere related to it. It just happens to be something about alchemy. That's it. So.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I kind of like that one cell phone game for those of you guys that like HTC or even like iPhone. I think you have it too, Brandon, called Alchemy, right?
Yeah, that's addicting as hell.
Yeah.
There's a game called
what
Alchemy?
Is it?
You just combine shit and it makes other shit and it's just ridiculously addicting.
Wow. Yeah, you start off with four basic elements. Mm-hmm. Fire, water, wind, and...
Earth.
Was Earth, right? And it just...
Sounds like Captain Planet.
Yeah.
Well, I do wear a ring when
I'm playing
combined.
It.
Right. And so, like, yeah, you basically combine all these different elements from these four... And you create a ton of different things. Like, you could actually create countries from, like, Germany to dinosaurs to all sorts of crazy shit.
Can it make a sandwich?
Yep. I'm pretty sure you can. Okay. It's a virtual sandwich.
I wouldn't doubt it. Probably doesn't taste very good, though.
I don't think so, either.
The turkey's a little dry.
For our international listeners, that is a joke from The Simpsons.
The Simpsons,
they
yeah.
probably know The Simpsons, man. Come on, it's the
that was from, I was actually, the Halloween episode. Mm-hmm. I don't remember which Halloween episode it was, but that was basically when Flanders was the devil, and Everyone was making deals with the devil. I remember Bart was like, I'd sell my soul for an Indy race car driver, or like a race car. And he's like, that can be arranged. He's like, I changed my mind. Right? And then I think Homer's like, I'd sell my soul for a sandwich or something like that. Not just any sandwich, not zombie turkey. Or
I don't want to turn into a turkey myself.
Actually, that kind of goes on to movie quotes. What would be like your top 10 movie quotes? I guess.
Well, if anybody has one, they can say one right now.
The most common ones would be like all the ones from like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Those ones are always used.
My favorite movie quote of all time, is it dead?
Yeah, dude, I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
The other one that gets me from Boondock Saints is there's so much shit that pisses me off.
That sounds like a soundbite right there. It's like,
so oh, it will be.
That pisses me off.
I think that I say that at least once a day.
Really? Once a day?
Oh,
yeah.
You gotta go to anger management, my friend.
I gotta go to a new profession is what I need to do.
Yoda has some pretty good movie quotes. The do or do not, there is no try. I love that one.
It's very inspirational.
It's very inspirational.
Basically saying, stop doing shit half-assed and just do it.
Johnny? What's Johnny's favorite movie quote?
Oh, shit. I have tons.
Just grab one. Doesn't matter which one.
hold on. Give me a second. Go on somebody else. Hang on.
Would you want to hear mine?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, this is probably going to take from one of Johnny's buckets, but I think this is probably one of my newer favorite quotes. It's in Jurassic Park where all there are actually dinosaurs on your dinosaur tour, right?
I think one of my favorite quotes would have to be from like Happy Gilmore. I've quoted that movie so many fucking times. And I think I can definitely just go like quote by quote by like a whole scene for that movie. It's
a wonderful movie.
Right. Like I think the one scene I love the most where it's Ben Stiller and he's in he's in the nursing home, right? And so everyone, all the old people, they're all sitting there sewing their wallets and stuff like that. And then this old lady is like, "My fingers hurt." And he's like, "What's that?" "My fingers hurt." "Oh, well, your back's going to hurt too because you just pulled landscaping duty." "Anybody else's fingers hurt?"
How about when he says, Ben Stiller says to the grandma, she says, "I need a glass of warm milk to help me fall asleep." And he's like, "How about a warm glass of shut the hell up?"
"Yeah, you will go to sleep, or I will put you to sleep."
You're in my world now, Grandma.
Oh, yeah, look at the name tag. You're in my world now, Grandma.
Oh, dear.
How about overused movie quotes? You know what? I always hear the Spider-Man one. I say with great power comes great responsibility. I swear they overuse it in so many other parodies. It's just ridiculous.
Well, they're using the stupid like Viagra commercials now or something like that.
With Viagra commercials.
With great power
comes great responsibility.
Yeah, it's like it's like when he's driving a boat or something like that, and he goes, "With age comes great responsibility," and then he has like a pill and he's raising a sail at the same time. It's disgusting.
Is that an actual quote from a Viagra commercial, or am I going to be looking forever for the link dump?
No, it's Viagra or some stupid
Cialis.
I think it's Cialis. Yeah. And then they have that stupid really little commercials for
guitar crap that they play. Boop, boop,
you know which one I think is the most overused quote that I could go my whole life without hearing again and be exactly happy or extremely happy?
Annie.
Close, but no cigar. It's the one from Scarface where he's like, "Say hello to my little friend." It's like, I don't care.
Yeah, you know, I can never actually sit down and watch all of Scarface.
Neither can I. My favorite movie quote though is, "Gentlemen, you can fight here. This is the war room."
That's right. That's from the movie. Oh, man. Dr. Strangelove.
Yep.
And How I Stopped Worrying About the Little Bomb. Yeah. Yep. That's like my all-time favorite top 10 movie for sure.
Yeah.
But I would say a lot of like the Arnold Schwarzenegger quotes are used so much. But yeah. I think because they're more like sound bites now. Now they're just like more sound bites.
All of his movies are like sound bites.
That's what pretty much it is. Every script they've made is a sound bite.
What about you, Brennan? Do you have any others?
Any others? No, not that I can think of off the top of my head. I'll probably chime in with something inappropriate later.
Did you guys ever quote with Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
I haven't watched it enough. To quote.
I can't think of anything.
I've always wanted a little flute to blow on and then have a bunch of little people come running.
That's from the new one, right?
Sounds very, very wrong.
It's like you're calling your servants or something. You know, I kind of wonder about those Oompa Loompas. You know, were they slaves?
I don't know.
No.
They were at least indentured servants.
They had to be.
He explains that they're like refugees from their land because they kept getting eaten by the Chumbawungas or something like that.
Chumbawungas?
No, not the Chumbawungas. What was it?
Was there tub thumping involved?
The vicious canids. No. The vicious canids kept eating the Oompa Loompas, so Willy Wonka rescued them and brought them to work in his factory.
What a convenient backstory.
Yeah. I'm a little frightened that you know this.
Yeah.
So, did Willy Wonka also play the vicious canids?
He probably was the lead vicious canid.
Probably.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Come work for me. No W-2 forms for you.
So W-4.
What kind of healthcare system he had going on?
I know.
So what you're saying is that Oompa Loompas are illegal aliens, right? That's what you're saying.
They very well could
just imagine immigration busting through the doors. Where are your green cards?
They're going to bust out in the song. Oompa.
I can only imagine that they have a rhymed song for this one situation.
Or they'll take him on that boat ride. It's right through this boat ride. Come on.
Oh, man.
Stupid.
Oh, what was I telling you the other day, John? One of my favorite quotes from that Willy Wonka was, they're going through the glass elevator through the roof, and he's all, oh, no, we're going to crash through the ceiling. We'll be cut to ribbons. He's all, yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably. Isn't that going to be exciting?
Oh, my God.
Wait. The suspense is terrible. I hope it will last.
Now, what did you guys like better, the remake or the original?
I'm going to go with the original 100%.
Yeah.
You know,
I like the remake. I did like the remake.
It was good. I mean, you can't complain when Johnny Depp does something weird like that.
Yeah. I think the remake was more true to the book.
Yes. Yeah. I will give a tip on that one.
Uh-huh. Well, didn't they have to do like a lot of edits and changes to the script due to Vietnam War or some crap on the original?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously they didn't call it Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, right. I mean, Vietnam. You got Charlie in the trees and they're serving you chocolate.
Oh, God.
Razor blade filled chocolate.
Watch out for the punji pit. It's got chocolate tips.
You know, that actually sounds like something like Mitch Hedberg would probably say.
Here we go. Here's my favorite set of quotes. Grandpa, why won't she listen to Mr. Wonka? Because, Charlie, she's a nitwit.
Grandpa Joe Wisdom, right there.
Yep.
I find it very disturbing how he just walked around the whole movie in his nightgown.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
You know, and his nightgown wasn't even that clean. It had like all that sweat stains and stuff like that. And he thought just wearing an overcoat and an outdoor hat would be sufficient, you know?
Classy.
Very classy. Golly. Speaking of classy, I guess.
Is it time for that classiness?
No, I was thinking more of like Chico's classy.
Chico's.
And I don't think Chico's has ever been classy unless.
You're really drunk.
You're wearing a tie.
I think we might need to explain what Chico's is for our listeners.
Right. So basically, in El Paso, we have a fine, air quotes, fine eatery establishment by the name of Chico's Tacos, and it's been around since like 1959.
Who knows?
Around then, yeah, 1950.
It's probably the same grease they're using in their vats.
It's pretty old, and basically, it's just like, you know, really down and dirty, fast Mexican food, and their staple is the taquitos, or like, you know, little flautas, right? And like,
they're just everyone gets roll tacos.
Okay, roll tacos for you Mexican.
No, that's what they call them. That's what Chico's, calls them. Rolled tacos, and then they got that plastic cheese.
Yeah, so yeah, basically it's topped off with a ton of cheese, and you have the option to have to douse your rolled tacos in all the sauce, or you can have it the sauce on the side, which is the way I prefer it, on the side. That way, it's not.
I want
soggy.
It soggy. I want it to be like corn pops after 2 hours in the milk.
But then you can also get like hot dogs and hamburguesas. Like that.
Armory guesses.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, all the people who work there don't speak a lick of English.
Oh, you haven't been to Chico's in a while.
Oh, have they changed that?
Yeah, there's a lot of English being spoken now.
Because I remember, like, the one time, like, going and ordering. I'm like, yeah, I want a double. I want a double order. And she's like, you want hamburger? You want hamburger? I'm like, no. I said I wanted some fucking tacos.
Oh, goodness.
A double, not hamburgers. Hot dog. You want a hot dog?
Don't they make a hamburger that is, like, hot with a hot dog, like wieners or something?
Yeah, those are hot dogs.
That's a Mexican-style hot dog.
That was a Mexican-style hot dog. And it was basically cut in half hot dogs, like split in half, and then you just put it in a hamburger bun.
Yep.
In fact, I am going to put a picture of that in the link dump.
But I can remember, like, every time I've gone to the Chico's, whether it's been the one, like, by our old high school on McRae, I think I always remember the arcades there, because they never changed.
Oh, yeah.
Those arcade machines.
A button not working, a control not going, you can't block or you can't drive right, and it was horrible.
There's always, like,
German
fastest
juice in it. Because I had to learn how to fight with one button.
The punch button. It was like low punch or whatever.
Low punch. You know, it's funny. It's always with the, when those are kids, it's always they always leave the one stupid button that you don't need to work is always the one that's working perfectly fine.
Yeah,
exactly. Like,
oh, goodness.
Oh, man. And then I remember some people would who never made it, like, who never made anything of themselves after high school, ended up working at Chico's Tacos.
Not just at Chico's Tacos, but they were security guards.
That's right.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Hey, you Tim. Don't, you don't remember? I know, yeah. Tip does.
I know.
For sure.
I know for sure.
Yeah. Do you remember, okay, Patrick or even Johnny, so from ROTC... the one guy who was like a cholo and everyone hated.
He was a drill team dude.
Yeah, he was in drill team.
Oh,
wait a minute.
Everyone hated him?
That was a downgrade from his shopping mall security guard experience from before that. He didn't even have a Segway at Chico's.
Right, yeah. It was just demoted.
I probably have to see a picture, but I probably know who you're talking about.
I don't think Patrick was there at the time.
Maybe not.
I was told many stories.
I know Johnny was.
He would have known him. He probably would have seen him. He graduated when we were like sophomores.
Yeah. Man, I hated that guy. God, such a douchebag. And that's one guy who you do not want to give power because he goes on the power trip. And just because some like security guard or whatever, he thought he could like boss you around. He made us stand behind the line at Chico's. He's like, you need to stand behind the line. I'm like, really, dude? Really?
I have no idea why security guards go on such power trips, but yeah, you're totally right. Yeah. They do that stuff. They're so authoritarian.
The only bit of power that they have is, you know, making sure you stand behind the line.
But some security guards you have to watch out for because they're actually part-time like security guards, and their full-time job is that they're police officers. So they're actually like licensed to carry like weapons and all that stuff, and they have the ability to really arrest you.
Yeah. But still, I mean, the amount of enforcement that you need to do at like at Chico's Tacos, like, sir, please stand in line. This line isn't straight enough. Everybody take a number. Go sit down.
Especially if you're in the nice neighborhood of Montwood.
Don't tase me.
If you're a respectable cop, you're not going to be doing security guard duty at Chico's.
That's pretty. You'll be eating at Chico's.
Maybe.
You'll be laughing at the gay people that got kicked out of Chico's for kissing.
Right.
But you won't be working security.
What was that story about?
I guess it was 1 or 2 years ago. There was a group of men that went that were all gay, and they were just sitting there eating at Chico's, and two of them started making out. So the security guard called the cops and kicked them out. So they sued Chico's, saying, oh, you can't do that, blah, 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 because, you know, that's discrimination. But I don't think they understand. Chico's kicks anybody out for, like, touching.
For any reason, too, yeah.
Yeah, the lawsuit.
Because don't restaurants usually have the right to reserve, like, refuse service to anyone?
Yeah, especially if it's, like, a family establishment like that. I mean.
But even if it's, like, you know, still, it's a gay couple and they're kissing, it should be no really big deal.
Like, if they're on their way to the porno store and they're ready to walk down the gay porn aisle and they were going to Chico's afterwards. I wouldn't know anybody who did that, but I'm just saying.
Well, neither would I, because me and Johnny didn't go to Chico's. But
who'd you go with, Patrick?
I was talking about a hypothetical person. I don't know what you're talking about.
But
I don't know who you're talking about.
But yeah, there's no problem with them kissing. It's just, you know, they were kicked out because Chico's doesn't want that kind of behavior.
Public
there.
Display of affection. Yes.
Right, yeah.
Doesn't want that. And, you know, they said, oh, it's all because we're getting. No, it's because you were making out in the middle of a restaurant. They didn't want you making out.
I guess it's not a big deal as long as they do that to everybody equally.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll test that theory over Christmas. Here, give me a couple weeks.
Okay.
Someone find me somebody to make out with.
Annie. I could understand it, though, because I mean, Chico's is like this little hole-in-the-wall establishment, you know, but they're pretty hard on their, they have a lot of order in that chaos of serving people, you know. They get their crap done, you know, so
the chaos is all on the customer side of the register. Back there it's like a well-oiled
I mean, they've been doing this for ages.
Soviet gulag with its underpar food.
You know what's
crazy? Like, I only go to Chico's when I want to do like spring cleaning because
yes. It's like Roto-Rooter for your colon.
They never spring clean. That's what gives you that flavor. Come on.
Roto-Rooter.
Oh, man. So, you know, being in the military, I end up all over the world, and I meet people that have either, they're either from El Paso or stationed, have been stationed in El Paso. And consistently, the one thing I hear from them is that they can't wait to go back and eat Chico's.
I've even heard that from Japanese tourists.
You know, especially if there's crack cocaine in there.
I mean, it's good, but
Maybe a little heroin in the red sauce.
Well, you know what's funny is there was a comedian, Gabriel Iglesias, who actually talked about Chico's in his El Paso special that he had here at the Plaza. And he went to London on tour. And when he got there, all of the crowd was cheering to him, Chico's Tacos. And he was like, oh, my God, the people over here even know what it is. So, yeah, it's unnecessarily popular.
Right. It's just one of those weird things. And I'm surprised it hasn't been featured on, like...
It has. It
Diners,
on,
Dive-Ins, and Drives or whatever?
No, it was on Food Network's things to Best eat. Thing I Ever Ate.
Yeah, there you go. Best Thing I Ever Ate. That's what it was on. Uh-huh.
And who was the host of this show?
I'm looking it up right now. It's really what that show is they take all their personalities.
Yeah, they say
and they... They just say, they interview them, like, what's the best thing you've ever ate that's this kind of
category.
Yeah.
Category.
They get hosts from, like, other shows that are on the network, and they all sort of chime in on their best places to eat.
Okay.
And I'm in Austin, so just about every place around here is a great place to eat.
Oh, so did you ever go to Chico's Tacos in Austin?
Oh, yeah, and it was horrible.
Chucos.
Chucos tacos.
They closed it down. Yeah,
Chucos sued them because they said they were infringing on their name.
It was the exact same thing. It was they made it fancy, and I'm sorry to say, you cannot make Chucos tacos fancy. It's just not going to happen. You know,
it's not.
They try to do the thing. They try to do that Austin twist to it. It's just not. No, it's not
Austin twist. Yeah.
Okay, best thing I ever ate, episode 109. It doesn't say who talked about it. It just
where's that soundboard?
It just says Chucos tacos. Loved it.
The episode was the no utensils required episode.
Oh.
So it was stuff like that, like fried chicken.
I don't know. I use a fork to eat my fucking taquitos.
Yeah, you have to. Otherwise, you're going to get them.
They're like basically melted in the liquid.
Exactly. So just eating slush.
Does anyone else throw their fries in there? Like every time I'm done with it, I just throw up my whole box of fries in there.
I love that they have like the green chili sauce. Yeah. I dip my fries in because I hate their ketchup. They have the worst ketchup in the universe.
They have Hunt's brand ketchup.
No, it's not even Hunt's brand. It's
It's Hunt's brand.
Oh, because
look in the Dropbox. I put a picture.
Do they change it? Because I remember it used to be really shit, no name brand ketchup.
This podcast brought to you by Hunt's ketchup.
And it tasted like really sweet or whatever. And I remember Chico's was probably the only place I had to bring like my own bottle of ketchup.
Brought a bottle of ketchup, Chico's.
Yeah.
You had the Whataburger ketchup.
And the security guard didn't throw you out that time?
No.
Jonathan wasn't making out with the ketchup.
Yeah. Yeah, I could also bring just Whataburger ketchup because that's also Heinz.
Oh, Whataburger ketchup's the best, man. That is the best.
Whataburger is so good, though.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, though. I'm a Heinz ketchup kind of guy.
I ate Whataburger 3 times for lunch this week.
Oh, whoa. I love Whataburger.
3 days out of 5. Really.
Whataburger.
I'm thinking I might go get it for lunch today.
Oh, man. I could do it for some Whataburger right now.
You know what gets me mad about Whataburger, though? Mm. What really gets me mad about Whataburger is that they come out with
really
these specialty
gets me mad
items.
About Whataburger is people that call it Whataburger.
It's a Whataburger?
Oh, my God.
It's anyway. Whataburger.
Anyway, so they bring out
they
bring out these specialty items that are so freaking good. I mean, they have the
Hearty burger.
They went thick and hearty.
You know they got it right now.
Yes, I do know that, but that's the problem. Is that before they said, "Oh, we're retiring this burger, we're retiring such and such else burger," and then suddenly all of them come back. You know?
Yeah.
Well, they brought them all back at the end of the year. Aaron Sanchez, that's the guy that did Best Thing I Ever Ate for Chucos Tacos. I'm sorry, I was looking it up.
All right, but anyways, going on, Patrick.
Anyway, so that's just something that kind of grinds my gears, if you will, because it, I remember the exact night that they said that they were going to retire it, and April and I went out to Whataburger, and there was actually a line, and we waited for hours to get the stupid A1 Thick and Hearty burger.
No
and
way.
Then, I'm not
kidding
you.
Couldn't you just bring your own A1 sauce?
You know, Jonathan, to be honest with you, I've tried making it myself, and it's just not the same. I go to Five Guys, and they have all the same ingredients, and I say, ooh, I'll do that. And I put it on there.
No, I mean, just buy a regular Whataburger, like with cheese. And then get the same kind of A1 sauce, not the regular one. But
what if you want to eat it at the Whataburger? I mean, I know you bring your own ketchup, but are you going to bring your own A1 sauce too, and just like a utility belt full of condiments?
I mean, take it.
I bring hot sauce. Come on,
you can take it home. Take it home with you, and there you can
That just seems like a whole lot of work. I just pay the extra money and just get it there. I understand.
Yeah, and,
I've never been a big fan
about
the.
They said they were retiring it forever. You know how many of those damn burgers I ate that week? I swore at the end of the week I was gonna die. I was like,
oh man.
No, but the good thing is they brought it back. But at the same time, it was like you said this wasn't gonna come back. Now,
oh, right.
I have to relive the whole pain of it going away again.
Oh jeez. It's kind of like my whole theory when I used to buy hamburgers. Like, I figured that it was cheaper to buy a regular plain hamburger and put my own cheese on it than it was to buy the cheeseburger. So I just go to the store and buy, like, a bunch of singles and just put that, you know, it's pretty much the same cheese anyways, and just put the singles on my burger, and there you go, instant cheeseburger.
Oh, jeez.
Yes.
Mm. Well, we've come up on that halfway mark, and so I would suggest that we, this would be a good segue for our new promo, so please stay tuned for after the break.
Welcome to the Jackass Express. Tune in to listen to all your favorites. Chase.
Drinking a beer at 9 in the morning is okay.
Tim.
No, you are the most egregious of the offenders.
Johnny.
If you puke in my car, I'll kick your ass out.
Pat. It was the most difficult journey to the restroom I have ever faced.
Brandon.
First thing we do is we wander around Bourbon Street a little bit, and then we're like, well, shit, we're in New Orleans. We're going to start drinking, huh?
And hopefully someday, Julie.
Joy would be like, whoa, we went to the Union, bought some Lone Star.
Oh, man. Once again, can't defend yourself.
That's why he's got to come on to the podcast and say his piece.
Make sure to visit us at jackassexpress.blogspot.com or visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/jackassexpress.
Okay, welcome back. That was actually really awesome.
That was brilliant.
that was great.
Well done, well done.
Oh, poor Julian. Man.
I know, right?
Son of a bitch.
He would just come on.
I think this is definitely the sixth straight episode where we talk about him at some point in time.
Even the commercials are throwing him under the bus at this point. Yeah. Well, he needs to get on here. That's the whole point of that part of the promo is he needs to get on here.
Yeah.
Definitely. We'll get him.
That's true.
Yeah, because, well, you have to give it to him. He is pretty busy. I mean, who isn't busy? But I guess he'll just get on here when he gets on here. But I guess then.
I go to church full-time, I go to work full-time, and I go to school full-time, and I still find time for this.
That's true.
That's true, Tip.
That's quite true. But I guess, you know, it's all about,
priorities.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone just doesn't like his friends.
Tip, don't go.
Oh, God.
You're going to cause World War III.
That's very great. Egregious of you, Tip.
Oh, jeez.
I'm not going to deny it.
Yeah.
I just wanted to use the word. I don't really care.
So I had a quick question. I think this one's for Jonathan. So do you read Reddit a lot? Because I hear you in a lot of the other podcasts, and you make little Reddit, like at least from what I hear, like little Reddit paraphrases every now and then throw in there.
It's possible.
So who here reads Reddit?
Or I tend to.
I've never heard of Reddit.
Oh. It's actually a really cool site. It has a bunch of useless little tidbits and information and stories that it's just it's really hilarious. Huh. Tim, explain Reddit for us.
Yeah.
No, just exactly what Patrick said. They basically everyone takes stuff from the internet, you know, like anything, titles, politics, gaming, videos, whatever it is, and they put up a big topic and everyone sort of chimes in. And then they have sort of like this little karma factor on these topics, so and it's a good read.
Interesting. Okay, I'll have to check that out.
Highly recommend it. Highly recommend it.
So before we got onto the podcast today, there was actually a story that Tip was going to tell us about his incident last night.
My incident last night?
Oh, yeah.
You came on saying, oh, I got drunk last night.
Oh, no, it wasn't last night.
I love the last stories.
It was last week, Saturday.
Yeah, it was last week, but come I don't on. Remember the story.
Keep up.
What was it?
Keep
what up. Were we talking about when I brought it up?
Drunkenness. You were drunken.
Yeah, you're like, you were drunk.
Oh, it was the pictures said, like, of me drinking. Yeah,
it's
I'm
like a revolving
on a theme
around
montage,
this
so people can see me.
I don't people want to see you drinking.
No. They can see my progression from like happy drunk to sad drunk.
That's everyone's progression.
Well, yeah, but I actually have
no like, some more than timeline. Others though. I'm one of those happy go and sad drunks, you know.
Yeah.
Happy go drunks.
Happy go drunks.
Happy go drunk. Sad.
Patent pending.
So that sounds like a name for a bar. Happy go drunks.
That'll get us sued so fast.
Oh yeah, no kidding.
You can't name yourself drunk. I am now a member of Reddit.
There you go.
Reddit. Okay, I'm definitely checking this shit out.
Oh, you'll love it. It's awesome.
Yeah, it'd probably be good. A good place for topics and ideas.
This What's guy was wrong? On Minesweeper, and he had gotten everything
Plan
right.
Submission.
Why did that come up?
Because what's going on?
Ladies and gentlemen, I gotta announce that I'm getting used to the soundboard. You're gonna have to work with me here. That's right. You can blame the monkey behind the wheel because you're all in the bus.
Okay. I was like, fan submission. I've never heard this.
I heard Chase say this would be
like
a good time.
A breaking news type of thing. I was like, what?
That's what I'm gonna do next week. It's gonna say breaking news now.
I was gonna check the Facebook page and be like, did we just get a fan submission that we need to talk about?
You know, that's not a bad idea. We should try doing that, having an interactive podcast with people who are on Facebook sending us messages.
Oh right,
but
yeah.
They would have to listen to us live, which would be hard.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think we've gotten that quite technological adept to do that.
Like I said, monkey behind the wheel.
Dance, monkey, dance. Obscure Ernie Klein reference there.
I'm sorry, Tip, go on.
No, your boo.
It was a ghost.
I don't know if it was like that.
Well, did you want to do another fan submission, or are we going to go on to another story?
Sure. We have another one here from Mike, and he was talking about top five video game consoles and the reasons why. Not games, but the consoles.
The consoles themselves.
Yeah.
I could probably tell you what.
One is the NES.
I think hands down would be at the NES.
That's where it all started.
No one can beat it. Yeah.
Well, for us,
at least.
It definitely started NES. I mean, I originally did have the Atari. It was one of the later versions of the Atari.
Yeah, I had an early Atari for my sister, but I was not allowed to touch the damn thing. Because, you know, I was a little 3-year-old kid that had candy constantly in his hand.
I don't know, but those Ataris could take a beating, though. I mean, geez, some of them were, like, practically furniture. You know?
Pretty much.
You guys remember how, like, with the Nintendo, everyone had their own way of, like, troubleshooting it? Because there was no internet to kind of, like, pull all the ideas together. So you just kind of, like, no, you got to puff like this.
Well, it's funny, though. You know, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I actually did, as far as the troubleshooting part, I actually did call into the repair. You know how they leave a little repair number on the back of the Nintendo?
That's right.
You know,
yeah.
I called in one time because my Nintendo was fucking up, and I thought it was kind of hilarious because, you know, blowing on the cartridge is pretty much what they recommended as well. And I was like, you guys really got to be kidding me, right? I mean,
it wasn't until we got Nintendo Power. It was actually Julian. Julian was the one who laid down the money to subscribe to Nintendo Power.
Yeah.
And it was there that we discovered that we just use rubbing alcohol on a Q-tip. And you rub a little bit on the leaders, and it works all the time.
Yep.
It's guaranteed to work 100%. And I remember, since that day on, the days of blowing into cartridges have ended. And it was glorious. Oh, yeah. Man.
Well, you know what?
Because I had some games that were... Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. It's just a real quick story in that same vein. Is that I read about that alcohol thing where you rub it on the cartridges and all that. And it's really weird because, well, I have a Super NES still to this day. And I recently purchased, like, several games, but, like, the SNES reads them all differently now. Like, they work to an extent. The only one I can't get working is Chrono Trigger. But, Super Mario World, when I start it, it'll show the Nintendo sign, but a bunch of the same O's across the screen, and then the game will start.
It didn't blow right. you didn't blow the cartridge. Right.
There is another sound bite.
Yeah.
And then
a
when
harder,
I
Patrick,
you need
harder.
To have it with your shirt over. You need to put your shirt over the hole.
And then, and then spin around three times and say Bloody Mary and flush the toilet. I can do that.
Yeah.
No, okay. But the other thing is, I'm just joking. The other thing is, like, when I play Zelda Link to the Past, I'll start it, and then it'll, like, have dungeon music, that little theme that they have whenever, I guess, you're in a dungeon, and it'll be a black screen and just that. And I'll be like, oh, my God, what the hell's going on? And I have to, like, reset it a couple of times and pull out the alcohol and all that. And I'm like, does this stuff really work, you know? And then Chrono Trigger won't even start. I'll just hear the music, and that's it.
Wow. It's a shame.
Yeah.
It is a shame.
Especially for... Chrono Trigger, yeah.
But you know, I would have to disagree with you guys on. I would have to disagree with you on Nintendo. I personally think that Super Nintendo was the best console ever created. I mean, just,
you know,
they were
Super
just pumping
Nintendo
on gold on just about every cartridge there.
I don't know. I mean, I there's definitely a lot of games I liked for Super NES, but I believe I had a lot more games for the NES.
You know, I had better memories with my Nintendo because there was a lot of crappy games. I'm sorry.
That's,
like,
that's
I've played
what
a lot of games before,
think,
and they were real crappy, but I had a lot of good memories with it. But the Super Nintendo...
I think that's what it is. I think that's our bias, is that we couple all of our good memories with the NES.
Yeah.
And, I mean,
like,
the games themselves were mediocre at best, but...
Well, it was not only good memories, but some of, like, my most infuriating memories, like when... I stayed up all night trying to beat Legend of Zelda and went to sleep after getting to the last boss, and then I woke up and all my save data was gone.
Fuck. Oh, yeah. That was annoying.
Yeah.
That was very annoying, because I remember, yeah, we stayed up till like 3, 4 in the morning, just
God,
trying
get
to
me pissed
find
off
the right
so
damn bush
much.
To burn.
These games that you would play, and there's like not even a password feature. You stay your ass up and you play that game from start to finish, or you turn it off and that's it, you know? Good luck.
Or you just pause it and just turn off the TV.
And then you're like, Mom, why'd you turn off the Nintendo? Oh my
God.
Yeah, you gotta be kidding me, right?
Like
I was in
the
last
world.
Fucking
like,
level.
I don't understand. Why?
Oh, man.
You know, those games were so unforgiving, the originals, because. They had the password function, I guess, initially, where you would type in a password and that would get you to a certain level. But then it wasn't until after that they started having where you could actually save onto the hard drive of the game.
Legend of Zelda was the first one.
Yeah. And
but actually, what was really frustrating about the passwords is that sometimes the password that they gave you wouldn't work.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, of course it's
fuck?
Not going to work if it's a fucking paragraph.
What the hell?
I mean, give me a break. No one's going to... Some kid writing down a whole fucking paragraph, 20 different... Oh, it was ridiculous. Somebody's... Like
the
Metroid one. The Metroid
was,
one. It's horrible.
Yeah, Metroid was a bad one.
Yeah.
Another one was either Kid Icarus. That was another one. But one was G.I. Joe, the first one.
G.I. Joe, oh, those
had... That one had long passwords. I mean, they were huge. And I remember just writing it down, and I was like, okay, I'm good, I'm safe. And then I turn off my, you know, I turn it off, and then when I come back to it, I try typing in the password. It's like, incorrect password, incorrect password. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
You know what? I bet you if I looked through all my old notebooks, I could find my password book for
probably.
All the games I used to play.
You know which one's a
but
fun one password
you have
to
give
do?
It to Nintendo.
Mega Man,
Konami
all the Mega
code?
Man games. Well, no, but all the Mega Man games. So they have like this little dot password, this little grid. I used to love those because you could just throw in random shit sometimes, and then you'll wind up with like stuff that you didn't know. And I loved that was awesome.
Yeah. That was one cool thing about Nintendo is like a lot of it is just trial and error. I remember one time there's this one game. It was called MiG-29 or whatever, and I stumbled upon. A really cool, like, it wasn't like a glitch, but I guess it was kind of a glitch, or maybe it was like an actual, like, code. But when you started the first level, if you flew directly to one corner of the screen, and then immediately to the next corner of the screen, from like left to right, then the game would flash, and then you'd unlock all the weapons for your plane. And I just remember, it's like, wow, this is so cool. And every time I did it, it worked every single time. And I think it's, to this day, no one really... I've never seen it recreated, like, on YouTube or whatever, because I don't know if anyone really knows about it. So,
well, now they do because we have tens of listeners.
Right.
who is Ernie?
Which I doubt.
Who is Ernie Klein?
He's a comedian.
Yeah, he's a comedian. Yeah.
He does.
He talks about Airwolf.
Yeah.
All sorts of weird stuff.
What's Airwolf?
Okay, oh my goodness. So, this is before Patrick's time. But anyways, it was this old TV show in the 80s called Airwolf. And
with
basically this
Goodfellow
guy...
Longfellow or something like that?
Hawk? Yeah.
Longfellow Hawk, that was his name.
Longfellow Hawk. And this guy was kind of like... he was like a mercenary for hire, like, but he flew this helicopter. And it was like this badass stealth helicopter with... That was basically indestructible or whatever. And he would go... It was kind of like another version of the A-Team where he would take on all these, like, clients and jobs to help them out. And apparently they all required a helicopter to be solved.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But, like, this helicopter was pretty crazy. It was really cool. I was like, man, Airwolf helicopter, awesome. They even made a game out of it, too, a Nintendo game.
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad. Yeah. Airwolf. And I think the NES, they finally fixed this whole deal when they switched from the VCR loader to the top loader. And I think that one was a lot more stable than the VCR setup.
You know what? I don't know enough to tell you for
sure. I think they changed the female input of it. I don't know what it... Yeah, I know it sounds gross.
Well, that's what it is.
They readjusted it or they made it different or something. That's why a top loader is pretty reliable.
Okay.
They do make one for the one with the little flap. They do make the internal part where you can just put it back in like a new one, but, I mean, that's a lot of hassle. Yeah.
It sounds nasty.
Sure. Yeah, it does sound sexy.
Oh, baby.
But I guess if I'm going to go for, like, my top 10 system, it'd probably be, like, maybe... Like, SNES was okay, but I would probably maybe say 64.
They all had really great games. They all had really great games. And 64 had amazing games.
Memories with Smash Brothers, guys. Oh, my goodness. So many memories with Smash Brothers.
I think for us, though, it was more so with GoldenEye than anything else.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And Julian. Too.
And Julian.
Oh, man. That's stories right there.
I'm going to use the claw.
Just because of... Julian and GoldenEye. Oh, man.
I especially love the stories of Julian and Tip trying to work the tank inside of Halo 1. Or, was it Halo 1? And then somebody was in the tank, and I remember Julian was always trying to organize something, and by the time they got established, Chase or Johnny would blow up the tank.
Yeah, we just had the rocket. Or we wouldn't use the rocket. Sometimes it would snipe you out of the driver's seat.
Oh, yeah.
We got so good at sniping that, like, some guy could be driving in the tank, and then, pew, and then boom, done. You're over. And Julian hated it. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. He hated it when we had the sniper rifle.
He would get so angry. It's like watching the Hulk or something.
Yeah.
To the point where Chase's dad had to come in there and yell at him.
Yeah.
Hey, my dad, man. We don't use that language in this house.
Yeah, I couldn't. Yeah, my dad was like on the other side of the house, and he actually came in. He's like, "I don't appreciate that language in this house." And I was like, "Ooh,
Julian."
Poor Julian, man. I feel for him because even our dad picks on him, and every time he walks into the house, hey, is it that Julian character again? I don't like him. Why has he come to my house? He's a bad influence on you. I don't ever want to see him again. And then Julian will actually walk into the room, and he'll be like, oh, hey, Julian, how are you doing?
So your dad, what you're saying is your dad's one of those back talkers, behind the back talkers.
Oh, jeez. No. Well, and then like, what he'll do is that he'll see Julian and be like, hey, is that Tip? Because I like Tip. But if that's not Tip, I don't want him in my house.
I remember I was in your living or in your kitchen one day when your parents came home. I was putting something away, and I just hear your dad, what's Julian doing in my kitchen? Oh, it's Tip. What's up, man?
Oh, man. But no, he just gives him a hard time just messing with him for fun.
No,
but
trust me. Everything's a hard time.
He really
time.
Likes Julian.
Like, he likes giving people a hard really time, which is him. In a funny way, though. Like, I'll be eating food, and then he'll be, must be nice, you know. Going to the bathroom, must be nice. Reading magazine, must be nice. Like, everything like a luxury or something. Like, crap, man. I'm go hide in this corner and read it.
Okay, Pat, I'm going to upload the Ernie Klein thing just so you can... I don't know if it'll work, but I hope it does. Just so you can hear one of his jokes.
What is going on back there?
That's not me. That is not special guest Tim. Just so you know, that is not special guest Tim making that record.
Remember Pots and Pens the musical?
I think the soundboard fell over.
No, it's perfectly intact. I'm checking right now.
I don't know if it uploaded.
Oh, hey, speaking of something really quick, I think we can handle. We have another submission inside the submission box here.
Okay.
Where is the submission box?
Oh,
it's in the drop box.
Yes. This is. Oh, you know where the submissions is?
It's on this notepad.
Fan submissions.
That's where the fan submissions are.
I'm looking for it. And I don't hear.
Like,
I remember reading before, and now I can't find it.
It's still in the recently changed files. It's called JA6 submissions.
No, I thought someone had like posted it up on the Facebook or something.
Well, I put mine on Facebook.
No,
so I'm not too sure if there's a separate area for this.
Anyway,
I thought that's what the deal was.
Patrick, what's the submission?
Anyway, one of our the mystery guest asks because. I've been asked this question a lot, and I think we should try to address it here, is will we ever hear the Jackass Express episode 1? Chase, I want you to answer that.
Maybe.
You know, maybe. Maybe. If I can work some, like, studio magic, then we might put it on. You know, to be honest, the content wasn't that bad, but I feel that the quality just wasn't really up to par to what I would say would be a good... intro.
Yeah, well, basically, wasn't it that I was using a horrible microphone. I was using the microphone on my laptop, and...
Tip was on his cell phone
at the time.
Yeah. So, you can only imagine how that sounded. And I was recording straight from my speakers. So...
Oh, good. Well,
it's the lost episode, we'll call it.
Yeah,
it's definitely will be the lost episode. But, you know... Stay tuned. I mean, we might bring it. We might bring it in. It could be like the prequel or whatever.
Yeah, if there's a big enough demand for it, people really want to hear it. I don't see why they would, but if they do, I guess we could post it.
Yeah, sure. So if enough of you guys out there really want to hear it, then we'll be more than happy to do it. But until then, I guess unofficially, episode 2 would be episode 1.
It would be the first episode.
It would be our first episode. Even though I clearly say, welcome to another episode.
Yeah.
just completely disregard any of that. And just think of it as, this is episode 1.
Yeah, I mean, we don't need to really... I don't know where I was going with that.
Oh, boy. That's going to be a soundbite also from Tip.
I don't know where I'm going. Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know where the heck you're going with that. For sure.
Yeah.
Oh, God. No.
Sounds good.
Mine.
Anyway, so yes, if there's a big enough following, we'll do the first episode, or we'll submit that onto the Blogspot, which, by the way, from the promo, if you guys heard, please go to jackassexpress.blogspot.com or visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/jackassexpress. Leave your comments of what you would want us to discuss in the next podcast, or send us pictures, ideas,
and anything, any kind of user content
I
is welcome.
We will get the
here we go.
I can't even think of what it was. The Google Play. I should stop playing Alchemy while we're talking. You guys talked about
it. You're having those Rick Perry moments right now.
We still haven't even gone through
the
top
Google
console
Plus
list yet.
We'll get the Google Plus page, maybe a Twitter. We'll see where this goes.
Yeah. Twitter would be interesting. At least with Twitter, we could possibly do it live that way.
There you go. I'll be working on a way to stream it live so that people can hear it as it's actually happening.
We just need an actual place to host it.
Yeah, we're still working on that. That's going to be fun.
And then that way we could get actual sponsors and start making some money.
Such as Chico's Tacos.
Oh, I don't think those Whataburger after today.
How about Whataburger?
Whataburger, maybe, because we were talking about how addictive their food is.
Oh,
but then there was that rant about me getting mad at them for taking away things and then bringing them back.
Well, that's marketing.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
That's marketing.
Wait, we could just re-edit this inside. I love when they do that. They surprised me because they told me they were going to take it away, and suddenly they brought it back.
Actually, like you know how happy I was? I was like, oh, my God, I dropped everything. I was going to go out to an important dinner, and I went to Whataburger.
And he was holding a baby at the time. And he dropped everything and went to get Whataburger. I'm sorry, Whataburger. I want to be incorrect about saying
everyone
that.
Everyone does say Whataburger. It's weird. But I think it's because it's just, you know, our natural intonation and accent. Y'all going to Whataburger? Oh, yeah.
As long as everybody knows what we're talking about, who cares how we say it?
Okay. Yeah, that's true. I shouldn't be as angry about stuff like that.
Potato, potato.
Exactly. And if their lawyers ever got mad at us, we'll say, we weren't talking about Whataburger. We were talking about Whataburger. So there you go.
Yep.
Right. But it pretty much is like free advertisement for them.
Well, right now.
For now.
Until we get until you guys get a cease and desist letter, right?
Or
please stop talking about our establishment.
Or a lifetime free Whataburger passes. That would be great.
You know, if I got that, I'd be very happy.
I'd be very fat.
Well, you know, it was terrible because I laughed at this one contest they used to have at the UTEP football games for lifetime of Whataburger or a free year worth of Whataburger. But I thought it was such a horrible name for it. It was called Race for Your Dinner.
Race for Your Dinner.
And I don't know why that makes me think of, like, what a horrible, like, you know, dictator would do to his minions or a... never mind, I'm not going to get into that. It's going to make me sound incredibly
It makes me think
racist.
Of that, too.
Now I've got to start thinking about that. How some kind of sadistic guy would be like, you got to race for your dinner. if you don't make it, you don't eat.
Exactly. So, but it's funny because since then they took it away. So I think they realized that there's something wrong with that name, too.
Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Still. Lifetime supply or Whataburger for a year. That'd be awesome.
If you guys can get a lifetime supply of anything, what would it be? One thing you can get.
Whataburger.
Not something obvious like money or, you know, or gold. Don't give me that bullshit. You know what I'm talking about.
Visa gift cards.
Way to think outside the box, Pat.
There you go. Best Buy gift cards. Just re-gift them all the time.
Lifetime supply, I would have to go with gas.
Yeah, that would be a good one. Gas.
That would be a good one.
Gasoline.
So they make my floating car that they were supposed to make, like, what, 20 years ago, I think.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
They made it. The problem is that's all it does is float. It doesn't go anywhere.
Right. I probably, like, a... I don't know if I want a lifetime supply of food, because eventually you just get tired of it.
There are people in Africa that hate you right now for saying that.
Well, I'm thinking about it. It's like I could not get a lifetime supply of, like, my favorite restaurant or something, because eventually it's like I hate this place now because it's all I eat because it's free.
Yeah.
Be awesome for parties, though. Be like, hey, I got a free lifetime supply of this thing. I'm going to go grab, like, 20 of them and bring them to a party. He'd be known as the Whataburger guy.
Or Charcoaler Man.
Like the guy from The Longest Yard who brought out the McDonald's, except it'll just be like A1 Thick and Hearty Burgers. Hey, man, I'll hook you up.
Oh, right.
This one's got
I would like a lifetime supply of beef jerky, you know? That'd be good. I would like that. It's not gold or not Visa gift cards.
It wouldn't go bad on you. That's for sure.
I have a really bad story involving beef jerky if you guys want to hear it.
Okay, this could be our last story before we wrap up.
Okay. Oh, wonderful. So, when we were in high school, we used to go on band trips, and I used to go places with the first band. I think, Chase, you were there. And we were traveling to, I don't know where, San Antonio or whatever. We have our competitions. And on our way back, my girlfriend at the time had this huge bag of beef jerky. And it was like spicy beef jerky. And it was awesome. Well, she said, yeah, you know, help yourself to whatever you want. And I'm going to take a nap. I'm like, okay, go to sleep. So she falls asleep. And I'm snacking on the beef jerky. Well, it was incredible. And by the time we got back to the school, I had eaten the whole bag of beef jerky. And I didn't realize that is a very big no-no. You do not eat that much jerky within a 24-hour period. The next day, my stomach almost exploded. Because I don't know what it is, but something about that, the way that they dehydrate the meat or whatever, it was just not working well with Patrick. And he, oh, man, I was just sick to my stomach. And except for the 21st birthday story, that was probably the worst time I've ever gotten sick.
So to this day, are you, like, do you have, like, a reflex to beef jerky?
I will eat beef jerky, but very hesitantly. Like, I will have to smell it, and if it smells a certain way or tastes a certain way, I won't touch it. Because I just remember that it was the worst horrible experience of my life, so.
Did you eat one of those, like, desiccates? Like, those... Something like that, you know, the
maybe
things that keep it fresh.
Was that
no? I mean, I didn't eat the stupid little salt things in there.
Here's some salt.
I remember that she woke up and she looked at me and she said, "Did you eat the whole bag?" And I was like, "Whoa, you said I could help myself to them." She goes, "Yeah, but I didn't think you were gonna eat the whole bag." And I was like, "Well, you can't put food or jerky in front of me and expect me not to eat it. That's just not going to happen." And she actually looked at me. She goes, "Are you feeling okay?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm fine." And, well, took a little while. It was waiting for the right moment to attack.
At least they picked a right moment. We are at home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just imagine if you had to use, like, a public toilet.
Yeah, that would have been nice. And then, you're with your girlfriend. So, I mean, she knows what's going to happen. She obviously knew what was going to happen as a result, and terrible.
Because she's been there before?
I guess so. Or you just know that. People, you know, I always find that people seem to just know these things. There's social norms that are given, but a lot of them, I have no clue what they are. Like the beef jerky thing. Who knew that you're not supposed to eat the whole bag of beef jerky?
I've eaten the whole bag of beef jerky.
Yeah.
I think I've been okay.
And maybe it's just me.
I'm going with John's he ate the oxygen pack theory.
Yeah.
Yeah. See. Yeah. I'm saying you probably ate the desiccant. That's what it is.
Anyway,
you know, because I can imagine you just sitting in that bus, just you know, you're not thinking
about.
I think
I could tell the difference between the two.
maybe it was attached to one of the pieces of your.
Or maybe
jerky.
It was broken. Maybe it was like open or something. Some of it got in the jerky, and you know.
This jerky tastes a little different. I better get some Dr. Pepper. Wash it down.
Exactly.
Terrible.
I don't know. All right, well, I guess we can start wrapping up with that. We hit that hour point.
So what's everybody's plans for tonight, just real quickly before we go?
Sleep.
Oh, yeah, you're in a different time zone, I forget.
You're already asleep.
Tip, what's your plans for today?
Clean.
Nice.
Battlefield?
Probably later, yeah.
Nice.
Johnny, what's your plans for today?
Probably clean, Battlefield, you know.
Don't copy Tip's answers.
I was like, what?
That's the world's fastest case of plagiarism I've ever seen. Tim, please tell me you're doing something exciting.
Did we ever trademark this?
Hold on.
Oh, sorry, you want me to? Well, I'm going to be playing with my Xbox, which I recently got for Black Friday. Mind you, I got it online, so I didn't stay in line and get shot at or whatever the hell was going on out there.
Pepper sprayed. It's pepper sprayed.
Yep, that's what I plan on doing. I still play Modern Warfare 2. I'm not fancy like you guys, you know.
Hey, I got Modern Warfare 2 for the Xbox.
So do I.
Yeah.
I have it for PS, so.
Boom.
Oh, well. Yeah.
The hell's that soundboard again?
I don't think I'm ever going to get an Xbox, though. It's just point.
You will, because we all thought, oh, we're never going to get a PS3, and slowly but surely,
it happened.
Yeah.
But the thing is that there's not very many games that I can't get for PlayStation now that's also on Xbox.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you just got to buy them for both.
Yeah, because we're all made of money trees.
You know? We're Americans. We're the consumer nation.
Oh, my God. Anyway, and then the last person we have to ask what they're doing tonight is Brandon. Brandon, what are you doing tonight?
Annie.
Okay.
Keep it easy.
Sounds good.
Keep the snake in its cage. Keep the snake in its cage.
Nice. Okay. All right. So we'll see you next time. Thank you for tuning in. All right. Later.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.